This is WKOK Sunrise.
And good morning. I'm Ellie Stevens in for Mark Lawrence, hosting WKOK Sunrise. And we have a guest on the phone this morning. We are going to be talking with a Geisinger pediatrician on an important topic, and it's very relatable to me. It's when you're going to move into the adult phase of from a pediatrician to an adult doctor. Now, the thing Mark didn't tell me was how to pronounce your name, so I don't want to even try and butcher it. So can you introduce yourself for me?
Yeah, hi, good morning, everybody. I'm Dr. Mika Maximak, a pediatrician at Woodbine Geisinger and Newborn Nursery.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us. So our topic today, we're going to be talking about when it is time to transition from a pediatrician to an adolescent or an adult doctor. So why don't you just give us a little bit of a background on that topic and why it's an important thing to consider as a parent and also as the adolescent going to adulthood.
Yeah, so we all know that it can be quite a challenging experience to switch over to an adult position, as you've been seeing this pediatrician pretty much most of your childhood. So we want to help parents and children make this experience less challenging and more comforting, and helping them ease with that transition. So starting early to have that conversation with your pediatrician, usually around 16, 18 years of age. Some physicians will see up until your first year of college. So it all depends on your pediatrician and your comfort level with your doctor. But we do encourage you to start having that conversation just to get an experience with when to transition and helping your child ease with that transition by giving them that independence.
So what is the main difference? My daughter's 19, and yeah. What is the main difference between the care that she receives as a pediatrician versus the adult? Or obviously she's a girl, so there's that part of it, but there's other things that are different.
Yeah, so it depends everyone for their care. The health issues become a little bit different as you age into adulthood. Obviously, reproductive years for females, but the medical conditions become a little bit quite different in terms of the experience that the pediatricians have as compared to family practitioners or internal medicine doctors. So we do encourage you to start looking and into that transition probably around the age of 18. So at her case, it probably would be the time to start looking into that transition for looking into either a family practitioner or internal medicine doctor. And again, it depends on every child, and that's why we encourage you to give your child that independence, to have that discussion with their doctor, get access to their MyChart records on Geisinger, so they can feel more independent and make that transition with your assistance and with their pediatrician.
How has the field evolved through COVID? I know that there's a lot of different ways to see patients, a lot of online things, but has it impacted those going into the medical field at all, or do you think that it's still pretty available to everyone?
Yeah, I think the access is still really great, especially within our Geisinger system now with the virtual access, for visits. That has also helped a lot with patients and accessing care. But I think that the need is, the physician availability is still pretty great out there, and helping and finding a physician is pretty doable. I think you just need to have that discussion with your doctor, depending, because some kids may move out of state and may be different in terms of access in other states. So if they may be moving for college or whatnot, it might be different in other states. So I think starting the process early would help that ease that stress. But I don't think COVID has helped decreased much in terms of access. I think it's actually helped because we've expanded our virtual visits, and that's really gained a lot more access to appointments we didn't have before.
For my 19-year-old child, she wants me to handle everything for her.
Yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
The fear of calling a doctor, I don't know what it is, but it's terrifying.
Aww.
To her. So
yeah.
What are some tips that you can give to parents to help their child get involved in their care?
Yeah, I think that's really a good point, because we do see that a lot where parents kind of take over and the child kind of takes the back seat, even during the visit. So what we would do is then during their visits, we always let the parents know that there is going to be some one-on-one time with our adolescent patients. So we'll take we'll ask the parents nicely to step out of the room, and then we'll do, some private, one-on-one conversation with the teenagers, just so they feel that independence, and we encourage them that, the conversation between us is confidential, so that they can feel more comfortable opening up with us. And I think as a parent, what you can do is, show them how to gain access on MyChart. All kids these days have access to, tablets, computers, iPhones. And, I think if you show them how to access all their records on MyChart and show them that they can send messages, like it's almost like a text message where you send a My Geisinger message. Mm-hmm. So it's very easy. And I think if you can help them, gain access to their MyChart and show them how to send messages and make appointments, that will help gain them that independence and help ease that transition when they transition to adult doctor.
Okay, great. And if you could talk a little bit about, does it matter if we have a male or a female doctor when we're a male or a female? Is there a preference, or do you think that you need to keep an open mind there?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I think it all depends on the patient, and, every child is different. I do have some that prefer, some, girls that may prefer a female doctor only, or some males that prefer only a male doctor. But I think, again, it all depends on your child. And, we as pediatricians understand that there may be that comfortability factor, and we are obviously always accommodating towards that. And we have both male and female physicians in our practice, and I'm sure most do. So that's definitely not a difficult thing to accommodate within the practice.
Okay, great. We're talking with Dr. Miko Maksimek, and she is a Geisinger pediatrician, talking about when to switch from a pediatrician to an adolescent or adult doctor. So far, you think the magic age is probably starting to conversate around 16 or 17?
Yeah, I would say around then, or, we'll see them up until their first year of college. If mm-hmm. If they want to transition that process around then, that's fine too.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate having you on the show. Any final thing, words you'd like to express?
No, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me so much on this call, and I'm happy to answer all the questions, and thank you very much.
Wonderful. All right. Well, we appreciate having you on the program. This is WKOK Sunrise. We'll have some more AccuWeather details coming up and local news as well on WKOK.